This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Derek, listening on the web in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Hank. I'm calling about Psalms 34:17. It says, "The righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." I want to know, is that for the present or the future? Because I know that Psalms 22 was for the future and not for David.
The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. And that's contrasted with the verse that comes before, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth." So the unrighteous are cut off, the righteous cry out, and they are delivered. Now, that does not mean that you're going to be delivered from all trouble in this world. In fact, Christ said the inverse. He said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Through the overcomer, Jesus Christ, we too will overcome, and in the ultimate sense, we will be delivered from death, destruction, disease, and decay.
Okay, so is Psalms 22, did David actually, did he not pierce in the hands and the feet and stuff like that?
Right. Psalm 22 is clearly messianic, as many of the psalms are, but here you have a messianic psalm that speaks directly to what is going to happen in the end to Jesus Christ. On the cross, when Jesus Christ says, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He draws attention to the entirety of the text fulfilled in his own body, ultimately on the tree, in his passion. But we see that in this psalm, there is deliverance which is whole and complete. This is not about separation in the Godhead. Rather, this is about Christ, the sin bearer, forever God, separating us from our sin. For the text itself says, "For he has not despised the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help." This is true in an earthly sense with David, but in the ultimate sense, it is true of Jesus Christ himself.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.